WBHPAM.com.
The Will Anderson Show on 812-30 WBHP and streaming at WBHPAM.com.
And welcome back, folks. Happy Tuesday to you. Happy New Year's Eve, Eve. My voice sounds like it's the day after New Year's Eve, and I screamed a lot the night before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting over this cold. I don't feel as bad as I sound today, folks. 534-3521 or 309-2313. Just got this email. Dear Will, you are a crass hypocrite. How can you possibly say you are civil and polite when you use a toilet sound on people you disagree with? It's called humor. Flush this guy, please. Nate. It's just a little joke, folks. back to the phones we go. This is Mike. Mike, welcome to WBHP. Happy Tuesday, sir.
Happy Tuesday to you too, sir. Did you get a chance to check that email link?
I saw the link. I saw the vehicle. In fact, what's the website?
Rhodes Cars.
RhodesCars.com?
Yeah.
RhodesCars.com. Check this out, Nate. I have not studied it yet, but it looks feasible.
Oh, and it's absolutely doable.
Well, I mean, I take your word as an expert on that. But, of course, it would run up against all sorts of government regulations, and you can't do this, and this isn't safe. And
yeah, but just think how green it is.
That's cognitive dissonance on the left. They would be banging their heads against the wall.
Oh, I mean, this is a green machine.
You guys wanted a green car. Here it is. See, this is why I never take them seriously. They want us to stop using coal to produce electricity, so we say, well, how about nuclear power? Ooh, can't do that. Well, what do you want to do? Windmills.
Like the bunch in California, back when they was wanting to get electricity from us when we were having a drought. Tough.
Solar panels, man. Solar panels on the roof, on the hood, and on the trunk deck.
Oh, absolutely. Only problem is, solar panels are very inefficient, even the good ones, and they only last around 6 years.
I have a solar-powered radio that I take to the pool with me when I'm...
Oh, yeah.
And it winds up. The quality of the sound is great. The problem is, if a cloud momentarily crosses the sun, I lose the beat of the song.
That's where you got to have a good capacitor and radio to store the charge.
Right.
And that's where I want to go to with this hybrids.
Explain.
They need to start they've come up with some very good capacitors now that will hold a charge better than the batteries and safer. So
interesting.
Yeah, it's far better than the battery concept.
How involved in this new vehicle are you, sir? Or is it just something you found?
It's just something I found when I was doing a research on my idea.
Okay.
I said, here's a good starting point right here.
I'm excited about this. In fact, I'm going to link your link on our website, if you don't mind, Mike.
Well, that ain't no problem to me.
I'd like the audience to see this. This is a real green car, folks. And if you go to WBHPAM.com and then type in my name for the keyword, there's going to be a link to this thing. And I want you all to check it out, especially you liberals who are screaming for green cars. It looks like it would be fun to ride in, too, by the way, Mike.
Oh, yeah, it'd be better than a convertible, better than a Jeep, because it all gets better mileage. And it'd just be a fun drive. Pleasant weather, you know, if you add and remove a windshield as so desired.
Mm-hmm.
And I ride a bike most of the time, which... I'm always in the elements, and you can buy gear to where, well, I rode here. I rode 104 miles a day and below zero with the gear on.
Did you really?
Yeah, windshield, that is.
Now, is this for environmental reasons or just because you like to ride?
I like to ride.
Okay.
And it has a dual purpose, see?
Right.
I'm all for alternate sources of energy. I don't care what they are.
That's what I was trying to get out of you.
You
have no agenda here. You just want what works to prevail.
And that's, like I said, this is a funny thing. Now, this guy in South America is supposed to find this fungus that turns biomatter into oil. Well, I've seen that here.
Really?
I don't know if it's the same brand that he's got, but taking all your old leaves and grass clippings that people save off the yard, send to a landfill, that all makes methane. It all makes alcohol.
Let me ask you a question. I always love... My father was an engineer. I think I told you that. And I have not an engineering bone in my body. But I always love to speculate in a broad sense about what the latest technologies are going to be 100 years from now, 200 years from now. Let's say 200 years from now. Do you think that the point of oil conservation will be moot?
Yeah. Let's see. How would you say that?
I think unless government continues to get in the way, paradoxically, the more these people on the left get involved in this, the longer it's going to take. And in terms of the roadblocks.
Yeah, yeah. The problem is we've got too many hands wanting a certain thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do anything and everything. I am 50 years old this year, Will.
Well, happy birthday, sir. I'm about to be 40.
Well, thank you. I have never in my lifetime has this country been in the condition it is now because of liberals, socialists, that don't want to do nothing. All they want to do is sit and complain and say they want this.
What about the Carter years?
Oh, that's horrible. Don't even want to go there.
Well, the only reason I said that is we made it through that, and I think that's a rather apt analogy, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just, you got to move forward. You can't sit still, and a lot of the Obama people said, I'm sit at home and draw my check.
Mm-hmm.
Do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
No, that ain't what you can't do that and have any productive society.
Nate and I were just talking about that.
It cannot continue. It will be like the Greek and the Romans.
And what's scary about it is that almost half of the nation doesn't pay any taxes at all.
Mm-hmm.
But yet they vote for people to spend our money on them.
Mm-hmm.
And the larger that number gets, the more liberalism is going to prevail in Washington.
What is any liberal society, what has happened to them in history? They destroyed themselves.
They have not flourished, that's for sure.
Well, they destroyed themselves. They did not have to have an enemy from outside to attack them.
Exactly.
They destroyed themselves.
Maybe Obama needs to read some history. Between workouts and swims. Hey, Mike, thanks for the call, sir.
Yes, sir.
Have a wonderful day. This is David. David, welcome to WBHP, the Will Anderson Show. How are you, David?
Hey, morning, Will. Hey, you know, I wanted to ask you, I'm calling from California.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I heard about this big spill up in, up near Knoxville, you know, the TVA dam that busted.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear this thing is, at minimum, it's 10 times bigger than the Exxon Valdez, right? It's not raw oil, but it's still an ugly mess. First of all, the Tennessee River runs, you know, fairly near Huntsville. Can you tell me, you know, how it's affected so far down there?
Well, quite honestly, I haven't studied the issue, but I have heard nobody complaining about it.
Well, it's supposed to be, you know, like I say, it's 30 times bigger than the Exxon Valdez. That's that was 10 million gallons, and this was a minimum of 300 million gallons.
Wow.
And so it's got arsenic, lead, cadmium, and mercury.
Maybe that's why I don't feel well today, David.
Well, you know, yeah, that's, you know, you don't want to be eating fish for 10, 20 years now. You know, so it's, they're saying, I've heard some of the news sources saying it's a billion gallons, which would make it more like 90 times bigger than the Exxon Valdez.
I'm going to look into this, but I suspect that this is overhyped. I'm not saying it's not a bad thing. I'm not saying I'm happy about it. But don't forget, after the Exxon Valdez spill, the ocean was never going to be the same again, and species were going to go extinct, and that hadn't happened. We cleaned up.
Oh, yeah, it is. If you you just look at the fishing out here on the West Coast, you know, our salmon are pretty nearly extinct, and there was no salmon fishing for the last year or two. And, it's awful up there. Most of that sank to the bottom and never got cleaned up. And it's kind of interesting,
well,
you know.
So there's another point. Oil comes naturally out of the ocean bottom, does it not?
Doesn't.
Yes,
no, it
does.
No, you drill for it, and it's thousands of feet below the ocean floor.
Read somewhere, and I'm going to look this up on the next break, but I've read somewhere where actually, and somebody call in if you're an expert on this, and correct me if I'm wrong, but there are small amounts of oil that do get naturally emitted from the surface of the ocean. From the bottom of the ocean, rather, not the surface, obviously.
Well, I mean, you know, if there's an earthquake, it might break a crack.
The phones are lighting up right now. I'm either way wrong or way right.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if there's an earthquake under the ocean, you know, and it might break a crack through, there might be some oil that'll leak up through a crack on the ocean floor. But it's not to say that there are, you know, oil normally, you know, well, I shouldn't say oil floats, because it's different ages, you know. There's dinosaurs that lasted for, you know, millions of years, and coal, say, for example, anthracite coal might be 5 million years old, but the high sulfur coal might only be 4 million years old, and the slate rock might be 3 million, and the tar sands might be 1 million years old. So there's different grades of oil, you know. There's and the idea that it's just sitting down there in the bottom of the ocean waiting to be harvested, that's not true. I mean, it's underneath the stone, whether it's underneath the stone in the land or underneath the stone on the ocean floor, it's way down there, and it just depends on the, you know, what happened to the earth, you know, a million or a couple of million years ago.
Sure.
But in
that's
terms
a fair
of,
point.
Yeah, but in terms of this dam that busted loose, you know, these guys, the TVA was claiming that dam was, it was rated, and the engineers built it for, you know, something like a million yards, and a yard is a lot bigger than a gallon. I haven't got the full numbers, but I'm going to guess it's about 200 times bigger than a gallon.
Right.
And, you know, for this thing to, they rated it for a million, and then they started putting almost 6 million in it.
I see.
And so TVA lied, and, you know, they're poisoning everything down to New Orleans. So it this is an ugly business.
Let me ask you this real quick. I'm up against a break, David. How did you find this show?
Well, I was looking along the Tennessee River, and I, you know, finding the cities that along the Tennessee River, trying to get a report.
I see. Well, I will do you the honor of researching this, and if you tune in to tomorrow, excuse me, David, I'm real sick. At the same time, I'll talk about it again, sir.
Yeah, we'll do. Get a couple of good oranges or something. That'll help cure you.
There you go. Thank you, sir. I'll do
right.
it. Thanks for the call, David.
Have a good week.
You too, my friend. Mike, after the break, you're up next. Stay with us, folks.
Sure did.
Fascinating.
Yes, it was.
That would tend to argue against David's point that the reason, and I don't doubt that, what did it say, salmon were not as plentiful there, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's the fault of oil.
Nature cleans itself up.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the beauty of our planet.
This goes back to the whole premise and point that we are so arrogant if we think we can destroy the planet.
That's true. And you know about that deal, that coal ash spill?
Yes.
Up in the Northeast.
Fill me in on that.
Well, all I know is it was a billion gallons is a report I read, and some of it got into the river, little creeks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the ultimate solution to pollution is, do you know it?
go ahead.
Dilution is the solution to pollution.
Pollution is the solution to...
Dilution.
Oh, dilution is the solution to pollution.
That is mankind's term.
Meaning what?
Meaning that spread it out enough, it goes away.
Exactly.
The only trace.
Exactly. Is there anything that you know of lingering effect-wise from the Exxon Valdez spill?
Not that I know of, no.
And remember when Saddam set the oil fields on fire in the first Gulf War?
Oh, yeah.
And we were told that they were going to burn up and there was going to be a permanent black cloud over the Middle East, and that never happened.
Well, I wouldn't doubt saying some of this so-called Al Gore's theory of global warming may have occurred from it, because it put hydrocarbons in the atmosphere in a massive amount, and they're crude. But it doesn't matter. The sun's not doing anything, so forget about the global warming thing.
Exactly.
Just get you a fur coat from a polar bear. And how many calls are you going to get now?
Exactly. You're getting me in trouble, Mike.
I'm telling you.
Hey, thanks for filling me in, sir.
Yes, sir.
We'll talk to you soon. Our telephone numbers, if you'd like to chit-chat, folks, 534-3521 or 309-2313, 800-1230-WBHP. Stay with us, folks. Coming right back.